Each point in the universe is one point. Would you believe that? Each point in the universe is one point. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Each point in the universe is one point. All space is here and now. All time is here and now. Each point in the universe is one point. I can be or think of myself as being in a point. I can think of myself as being on planet Earth. And you say, that's a big planet. There's a lot of places you could be on Earth. I can think of myself as being on Saturn or Jupiter or Pluto. I can think of myself as being on the Sun. I can think of myself as being at my home. I can think of myself as being at your home. I can think of myself as being anywhere that I want to think. And wherever I think I am, there is where I am. And there is the point in the universe that I am, and that is the one point. Now, no matter where I think I am, there I am mentally. Perhaps I'm there physically too. Perhaps I'm there spiritually. But there I am because that is where my thought is. That is where my attitude is. That's where my being is. I am at a given point, at any given moment, at any time. Now, all time is now. So, it sort of makes me think that all points must be now, too. All points in the universe are at one point. Now, how can I say all points and mean one point? Well, in my mind, I think of each point, and as I think of each point, it is the one point, the only point. It is a point that gets my attention. It is a point that has my awareness, and it's the point where I am. Now, it seems to us as a human being, living with the human world with many points and many places and many times, many watches, times around the world are different. And here it is, let's say, 5 o'clock in the morning in Campo, California. And what time is it over in Switzerland? What time is it in China? What time is it somewhere else? It's the same time. It's the same time. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, they look at their watch at 5 o'clock in the morning, my time, and they see a different time. They may see the sun rising, the sun setting. They may see the noon time. They may see supper time. They may see any different time, but that's what they see. Now, why do people think they see time at different times? Well, that's because they live in a relative world. They look up at the sky, and they see the sun at a certain point, and they base their decision on what time is on where the sun is located in the sky. And because they base it on where the sun is located in the sky, that doesn't make that what the time really is. Because if I am here in California, and I am looking at the sky in China mentally, then theoretically I am whatever the sky is in China, whatever the time is in China. But can I, by my human attitude, by my human being placement of myself, standing in Tokyo or standing in Beijing or standing in anywhere in the world, in New York City or in Zurich, Switzerland, wherever I may be, or Campo, California, the time is always what it is where I am. Now, I may be in Campo, and then in a moment I think of myself as being somewhere else. Now, as long as I am straight up and down from the North Pole to the South Pole in Campbell, as long as I am up and down on that time zone, then it's the same time, physically. But is it really the same time? What if I'm at the edge of the time zone? The east or the western edge of the time zone, if I'm at the eastern or western edge of the time zone, in just a fraction of an instant, the time is different. And there I am a moment later, a moment before. Yes, all space is a point. All time is a point. All awareness is a point. And each point is wherever my thought is. Each point is wherever I am in my mind. Now you say, well, if your mind is in your body and you are transported on a jet airplane quickly from one place to another, then in a moment you're in another time zone. You're in many other time zones. In a moment you're in a different location. The new planes that they're planning on having built by the 2050s is supposed to be something spectacular. They always are spectacular. And it will take you from one point to another, like from Los Angeles to San Francisco. No, that's no point, is it? From Los Angeles to New York. And you'll be there in just an hour, or be there in a half hour, or be there in some infinitesimal time. We are all arriving at the point where if I think I am in New York, I am in New York. If I think I'm in China, I'm in China. If I'm in India, I'm in India. Africa, I'm in Africa. Russia, I'm in Russia. My goodness, Russia gives me a broad span of time and space, doesn't it? Yes, all these places do. All these places do. And why do they? They do this because I am thinking as a human being. I am thinking from my human point of view, from my mental point of view. Even my mental point of view gives me a broad scope, but I'm thinking of a human mental point of view. And as I think from this human mental point of view, I am always going to be thinking in limitation. I'm always going to be thinking in comparisons. I'm always going to be thinking in something that is not real. Oh, it feels quite real. It feels very real. It feels very real when I talk to someone on the phone and they're in a different time zone. And they say they're in a different time zone. They say, well, I've got to go to breakfast now. What? Go to breakfast? Well, I'm just finishing my supper. What? Oh, my goodness. My goodness, goodness. You know, and we can visualize that. Doesn't make it any more real. We can visualize it. We can participate in it. We can play the game of eating our breakfast or eating our supper, pretending we're in a different location. But each point in the universe is one point. For there is no other point. Now, why do we dwell upon this? Why do we bring this concept to the fore in any event? Why do we do it when it really doesn't make any difference? Because we are going to think as a human being, whether we like it or not. How many people do you know that think in the absolute? How many people do you know that think in the non-relative way of thinking? Not very many. Because if people think and live in a non-relative point of view, in an absolute point of view, they are not communicative, they are not harmonious with their neighbors. They're not harmonious with the relative world in which they live. Even though the relative world is not true, even though the absolute world is true according to what we think is true. And who knows, it may only be a step into the infinite cosmos of all, a step into the awareness of an area of thinking that is beyond the absolute. And what is beyond the absolute and what is beyond We haven't even given names to these things, and perhaps we have. But all points anywhere in the universe is one point. For as I think in my heart, as I think in my being, as I think, I am wherever my thought is. Now, that's a giant step. That's a giant step to be aware that I can think that I am in Chicago while I'm sitting here in Campo, and I can think of myself in Chicago, and I can remember Chicago as it was when I was there. I can remember Chicago, and it helps me even think more brilliantly, more vividly, that I am in Chicago. Now, I don't care what time it is in Chicago while it's 5 o'clock in the morning here in California. I only care that it's 5 o'clock in Chicago. 5 o'clock in the morning in Chicago. Wherever I am, it is the same time. Wherever I am, I'm in the same zone. Wherever I am experiencing the same point of space, the oneness of all. Each point in the universe is one point. And as I think of each point in the universe as being one point, I come to a conclusion that I really am not interested in thinking in absolute frame of reference. I'm not interested in thinking in the absolute frame, because if I think in the absolute frame, I put myself out of order, out of whack, out of program with the rest of the world that is around me that I have chosen to live in. Now, I can make the choice to live in absolute and know that each point in the universe is one point. Each moment of time in the universe is one moment of time. And all time is now and all space is now. I can believe that. But to what benefit can I put it? To what benefit can I have that serve me? And the benefit is not at all. It's only when I think into the cosmic attitudes, when I think into the scientific framework, the scientists too today are thinking of many things, things which are not apparently true, but which are really true, but appear not to be true. And as they think in these frameworks, we think, oh, you guys are cuckoo, you guys have lost your marbles. And truly, given another 10, 20 years, we'll find that they not only found their marbles, but they're now giving their marbles to you, and you take it as an ordinary, everyday, natural occurrence, because they have done the groundwork in recognizing the broadness of the scope of the infinite cosmos, the broadness of the scope that all, each point of time, each point in the universe is one point. All time and space are right here and now. But for now, let us be wise and let us be consistent. And we live in a relative world, and let us be living in the relative world to our highest and best. Let us live in this relative world to the finest and the most beautiful that we can be. And let us bless each being here on our relative planet, on our relative world, and see each one whole and perfect. See each one radiating the purity, the generousness, the love, the kindness that a human can generate. We do not want to be inhuman. We do not want to be unhuman. We want to be the finest human beings ever to live. We want to be divinely human. And even divinely human puts us into a realm that we are not quite familiar with. But play the game. Play the game of being divinely human, being human in a beautiful way that you'd never dreamed. And watch it come true, just as it does for the scientists who probe into that which is unknown and making the unknown the known, and making the known the natural everyday occurrence. Oh yes, each point in the universe is one point. because that's where my mind is, my heart is, my thinking is. And I enjoy it thoroughly, wonderfully, purposefully, and in every way. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, but it's also kind of confusing. But in any event, I play the game. And as I play the game, I find that it's kind of fun just to think about it once in a while. Because the more I think about it, the more I am it, and the more I am it, the more real it is in my relative world. And so it is. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.